Massive congratulations. How does it feel to win?
I think at the moment it's relief, and on the way home I'll start to enjoy it, because it is pressure. You just have to concentrate. You have to really, like, not listen to the crowd, not listen to the other competitors, just concentrate. And so I'm still sort of only just coming out of concentration mode.
Well, the crowd absolutely went mad, and you have to zone all that out.
Yeah, and because, I mean, one, as you saw in the first round, one slip of concentration, I looked too far ahead, didn't concentrate on what was going on in front of me, and I looked down and it wasn't going to plan.
And how did you feel at that moment?
I've been in that situation before where I've made a slight mistake, but I know with my team that I've got enough speed, I can have one mistake. So I thought, don't panic yet.
Well, you led from the start, so you were always going to be top.
Yeah, and I was just worried about the arena with that surface, that it was going to, the later in the starting order you were, the worse it was going to be. But
and how was it?
My carriage is Vandenhoevel, brilliant.
Right.
So it was really good stability. We've got it set up correctly, so I was happy.
Did you design the carriage?
Yeah, we've done a lot of work. I've come up with ideas on how to make it more comfortable for the horses, and Henry Vandenhoevel has done a lot of design. He had a new carriage for himself, for Thomas Eriksson, for myself, and they keep coming up with new ideas. When you think it's only a horse and carriage, you know, it's hard to keep reinventing it, but somehow we managed to.
And how are the horses now? I mean, they obviously did everything you asked of them.
My horses are brilliant. I mean, they're veterans. I mean, they're all aging from 18 to 22. So go in there and still have the stamina and the speed, and there's no other team that's faster than them at the moment.